Good evening, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you as it is each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope wherever you're listening tonight, you'll stay with me for the next hour, whether you're listening in New Zealand, Ireland, Australia, England, or any other parts of the world, US, where we people tune into the programme each week. And it's a beautiful, fine, sunny day here in Auckland on the eve of Waitangi Day, New Zealand's national holiday. Holiday here tomorrow as New Zealand celebrates the Treaty of Waitangi Day. So, I know there's celebrations happening with the New Zealand community in Ireland as well. So, greetings to everybody listening over there. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland and sports results. Of course, a big weekend for Ireland on the rugby front with Ireland beating England in the opening Six Nations match. There's no rest. They're off to play again this weekend against Scotland. Anyway, we'll start tonight with Christy and the Voyage.
Started the voyage, there was just me and you.
Yes, well, we'll take you on a voyage here for the next hour. Christy Moore there opening the show tonight with one of his big hits called The Voyage. And what a voyage it's been for people affected by the recent storm in Ireland. There's still about 30,000 people in the west and northwest of Ireland who haven't had the power restored yet, and it could be by the end of this week or over the weekend, according to the latest bulletin from the ESB. And thousands and thousands of trees knocked all over the country, many forested areas. And of course, these trees, a lot of them came down because power lines were going through some of these wooded areas as well. So thus the reason. And ESB boss comes out today and warns of cost rise for customers after the storm. Well, the other items making the news in Ireland, sadly, two bodies were found in a home in Kerry this afternoon, and police believe this is a couple that kept to themselves in their 50s, that the bodies could be there for up to since before Christmas. The government will meet for the first time after Taoiseach Micheál Martin was elected a few weeks ago, and there's been an argument for the last 2 weeks over speakers' rights for a group of independent TDs that are back in the government. Some of them are part of the government ministry, junior ministers, super junior ministers, but the other five wanted speakers' rights on the opposition benches. And this was led by former disgraced TD Michael Lowry, who seems to be was leading the negotiations and forming the government. But thankfully, the Ken Corla chair of Dáil Éireann ruled last night that this is not possible. So all the opposition parties are so happy that the government, who Micheál Martin and Simon Harris had indicated to Lowry that his group probably could have speaking rights. So it's like running with the hares and hunting with the hounds. But that's over. So tomorrow the Dáil meets for the first time, and after the ministers have been appointed, and it'll be a chance for questions to be asked about the response to the big storm in Ireland 2 weeks ago. On the sports news, obviously Ireland play Scotland this weekend, and interim coach Simon Easterbury urges Ireland to be wary of a dangerous Scotland. The weather was good at the weekend, there was lots of Gaelic football matches and hurling matches played, and by all accounts the new rule seems to be speeding up the game. And a woman that was a former hockey star and camogie player, and her brother was one of the best hurlers for Kilkenny, Katrina Carey, she's facing 46 new charges over breaking company law. So of course her brother DJ is set down for a court appearance this year over embezzlement of money as well. So not a good time for the Carey family. All right, we'll move on with more music, this time Mary Black and Sonny.
Sits by his window in his room.
wonderful voice of Mary Black and her version of Sonny. Of course, she has a great version of that with Emmy Lou Harris and Dolores Keane. You're listening to Ireland Calling in Auckland on a Wednesday night on Planet FM, Christchurch Saturday night on Plains FM down there, and Capity Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday night. Programme brought to you each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Right, there's a few Irish artists coming to New Zealand soon. First up, in the end of February, not too far away, in 2 weeks' time, from the 19th of February to the 23rd, at the Winter Garden at the Civic Theatre, we've got Irish drag queen Panty Bliss, otherwise known as Rory O'Neill, and according to Graham Norton, this show is so good, nobody's making shows like this. I loved it. Glittering and Glorious, according to another review. So if you want to see Panty Bliss, you can go along to have a bit of fun from the 19th to the 23rd of February. It's at the Winter Garden at the Civic Theatre in Auckland. The show is 70 minutes long, and you can book your tickets at aucklandlive.co.nz. aucklandlive.co.nz. The other man that's coming here is Bob Geldof, and he's coming to do two shows in Auckland on the 28th of March and Wellington on the 29th of March. Auckland at the Kerry Te Kanawa Centre Theatre and Michael Fowler Centre in Wellington, and tickets for those events can be got through Ticketmaster, and I've got two double passes for both the shows in Auckland and in Wellington. And if you'd like to be in the draw, we'll make the draw at the end of the month. All you got to do is send an email to me, oliver@oliverlee.co.nz, oliver@oliverlee.co.nz, and give me the name of the Irish band that Bob Geldof started out with. And up next is a song called Rat Trap from the Boomtown Rats.
Take a walk.
Yes, one of the big hits for the Boomtown Rats and back in the 70s there. So just to remind you, if you want to be in the draw to win two tickets to go and see Bob Geldof in Auckland or Wellington, he's in Auckland on the 28th of March and he's in Wellington on the 29th. And you can book tickets for both events on Ticketmaster. But if you want to be in the draw, send an email to me, oliver@oliverlee.co.nz, and give me the name of the band that Bob Geldof formed back there in the 70s in Ireland. And we just played a song there, one of their big hits called Rat Trap. You're listening to Ireland Calling and broadcasting here on a Wednesday morning, a beautiful Wednesday morning in Auckland on the eve of Waitangi Day, a national public holiday here tomorrow. Of course, Ireland's national holiday. Well, we had one at the weekend. There's two now. We've got St. Bridget's Day, so it was a bank holiday in Ireland on Monday. And, of course, St. Patrick's Day coming up on March 17th. And lots of activities happening around the country and indeed around the world. Not sure whether there'll be as much excitement in the White House this year as there has been for the last four, with Joe Biden, who was very proud of his Irish connections. But if the new President Trump starts slapping tariffs on European goods, many of them manufactured in Ireland, and the pharma industry, it might put a bit of a dampener. Reading about his golf course in Doonbeg in Clare, there's been a huge interest in people wanting to become members at €25,000 a membership sign-up fee. There seems to be no shortage of people wanting to go and pay homage to the big man, mainly all coming from America. And green fees, they put the green fees up from around €450 per round to about €580. And if you want a suite there, it's about €2,200 or €2,400. Depending on the time of the year, to stay at the Doonbeg Hotel and Golf Complex in West Clare. Of course, this was a complex that Trump bought after the GFC. The course was designed by Greg Norman, the Australian golfer, but the company that developed it got into trouble and lost out. Right, another man coming to New Zealand in a few months' time is Pat Short, and he's at Sky City on the 11th of May, and I'm hoping to have tickets to give away for Pat's shows. But he's a great comedian. I'm sure his show will be very popular, but he's a good singer as well. And here's the song that was a big hit for him back pre-GFC times, and it was called The Breakfast Roll. Take it away there.
I know it means fake all to breathe it down there. It's a tune called The Jumbo Breakfast Roll, and it goes something like this. And some sauce and that says, are you doing my role? Now, whether you're the chippy or the bummer or the bricky or the team, just can't go wrong. I'll shower the pads from the backs with the rice and the clothes are on your own. If you're walking up a ladder or feel a big ladder or find yourself digging in a hole,
sight better than milk and butter and a jumbo breakfast roll. Two eggs, two sausages, two bacon, two bacon, two bacon, two bacon, one white. Take a towel and dab of each other and round up good and tidy. If you have some day to mince up a day, you may shiver in the bone. Say, she, you want some sauce and that? Says, I ain't doing my roll. The other day after the rolling day, me go on off a leg. When I went to me doctor, says he, that's an absolute laugh, you're having every man of a break. Half a day, no, there's too many words, that's not the name of Dylan. So, cheerful, I'd say, if you walk 5 miles, see the day, didn't go, no. But take it from your head to say, you do run the eggs on the jumbo breakfast roll. Two eggs, two sausages, two lettuce, two bacon, two button, one red, one white. Oh, set like a tower on top of each other, and round up good in time. If you have some tea, the milk's open, you find sugar in the bowl. Do you want some sauce and that? Says, I, how you doing my roll? All right, let's take it nice and handy now. Selfers coming. Selfers coming out. Is he going to breathe a good bloody laugh? Now the years have moved on and my life has changed, and now I'm a different man. I'm after losing 3 stone due to lying with a girl called Joan, and we are both vegetarian. I am now, my blood sugar levels are good to go and my cholesterol is low, but in the morning I'd sell my soul just to sit outside on the Max on Emo Shell style for good. I need a jumbo breakfast roll. Two eggs, two sausages, two rich, two bacon, two button, one black, one white. Each other in round of good and tight. If you have some tea, the milk's over there, you find sugar in the bone. Says she, do you want some sauce and that? Says I do my roll. Two eggs, two sausages, two rice, two bacon, two button, one black, one white. I'll stack like a tower on top of each other in round of good and tight. If you have some tea, the milk's over there, you find sugar in the bone. Says she, do you want some sauce and that? Says I do my roll.
Right, there was Pat Short and the Jumbo Breakfast Roll. I've just come across this video here of the Saw Doctors. Let's give it a
hang on, we have to put it into record.
It's in record, yeah.
Here we go. Come on, lads. Take it up. Take it up. We're gone a bit quiet.
I have fallen for another. She can make her own way. She went to Sunday Mass. Don't she go up to receive? I kneel down there and watch her pass the glory of her ass. I used to love her, I used to love her once. Long, long time ago, I used to love her, I used to love her once. Long, long time ago, it's gone. All my love, it's gone. For concern on Christmas Eve, she was on a 40 in her fast, just water and black tea. And I walked straight up and made an ostentatious contribution. And I winked at her to tell her I'd seduce her in the future when she's been an altar. I used to love her, I used to love her once. Long, long time ago, I used to love her once. Long,
Yes, that was the Saw Doctors there, and one of their big hits called I Used to Love Her. And they're obviously having a bit of a renaissance. They're going really well. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green. This time, the Tumbling Paddies and The Way I Am. Tumbling Paddies and Just the Way I Am. And just looking up here, Amble are coming to New Zealand. They're playing at the Tuning Fork here in at the end of March, but their concert is sold out. But we'll certainly dig out a song and play an Amble song here on the programme. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And wherever you're listening, Auckland on a Wednesday night. And then Christchurch, we're down there on Saturday night, and Wellington and Capri Coast on Sunday night. And programme, as I said, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Let's have a song from Amble here, and this is one of their big hits, and we'll hit the button here and away we go. Thank you.
mind. I can feel the cold, cold of your hand. I'm lost, you're one of kind. The water's not as blue as it first was. It's no longer the island of sun. The mountains are taller than ever before. I know it's not an island for one.
Yes, a group called Amble. I'm pretty sure they're all teachers or rare teachers from the Midlands and touring New Zealand, Australia, New Zealand in March. But they're only doing one concert here in Auckland at the Tuning Fork, and looks like it's completely sold out. And very popular Irish band. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We'll have a look at the Irish Examiner, and their headlines leads with that story I mentioned earlier. Two bodies found at a Kerry home may have been there for weeks. And Swedish police say about 10 people killed in a shooting at an adult education centre. Guinness branding at Six Nations game exposed children to alcohol marketing, said advocacy group. A flooded quarry, a mysterious millionaire and the dreams of a modern Atlantis. Right, what else? Fergus Finlay, with one stupid decision, coalition undermined itself and united the opposition. That row looks like it looked like the independent TDs have accepted the Ken Corliss decision, but I see a later story from Michael Lowry saying that this is not over yet, but not sure whether Lowry, who helped form this new government with the backing of these like-minded independents, there was talks yesterday, would he pull the support? But I think the independents that have been given the baubles of office now, they probably wouldn't want to back out of any arrangement. But it just has been a shambles for the last 2 weeks. You're either back in the government and you know, or you're not. And of course these guys want to be able to talk and ask questions in the Dáil, but as somebody said in one of the articles, or it might have been a letter to one of the Irish papers yesterday, why can't they just pick the phone up and ring the minister? They're part of the government and they can get probably answers quicker than the opposition. Right, well, at the weekend, Ireland started their Six Nations campaign with a good win over England. They didn't play too well in the first half, but certainly in the second half they came out and played well, although let in two soft tries at the end. Doesn't get any easier. They're travelling to Edinburgh this weekend to take on Scotland, and Scotland had a first-up win over Italy, and they'll want to obviously put a marker down against Ireland. They haven't beaten Ireland for quite some years, either in Scotland or in Dublin. And of course the big prize at the end of the season is tickets to the Lions tour of Australia, and that's worth a lot of money to the players that will be selected. Of course the team, the head coach for the Lions is Andy Farrell. And Gaelic games, my team Galway in both hurling and football had good wins over the weekend. Limerick and Cork, a bit of controversy where a fan videoed an incident between two players where it looked like a Limerick player poked his opponent with the butt of a hurl, so the GAA are investigating that. And but certainly the general consensus is that the new rules is good for Gaelic football especially, and the game is moving freer, and good to see that Galway's Shane Walsh back to good form, scoring some memorable points in their big win over Mayo at the weekend. Right, this time we'll go the banks of my own lovely Lee, Brendan Shine. Brendan Shine, the man from Athlone in County Westmeath and the banks of my own lovely Lee. Well, we'll have a look at some of the results of the scores at the weekend. Galway, I said, had a big win, 26 points to 16 over Mayo. That's in Division 1, so two wins from two there. Cavan failed to keep up with the Royals. Meath beaten Cavan 3-21 to 20 points, Division 2. Down beat Cork. No, they did. Yeah, they did, just by a point. Roscommon, they beat Louth 117 to 115. Monaghan had a big win over Westmeath, 229 to 221. Offaly, 219. Laois, 117. That's Division 3. Division 3, Kildare 116, Sligo 13 points, and Clare 217, Leitrim 10 points, and Fermanagh 216, Antrim 312. And in Harlan, Galway went down to Nolan Park in Kilkenny, and they scored 219 to Kilkenny's 119. Obviously, huge disappointment with their first game out. And other results from the Harlan, Offaly beaten Laois 124 to 115. Antrim beaten Westmeath. Carlow beaten Waterford, yeah. So that's a shock win for Carlow, according to that story. Premier County on right track, but tougher tests await Cahill. Tipperary 122, Wexford 19 points. And so they were some of the big games played at the weekend. And of course, on the golfing front, big win for Ireland with Rory McIlroy winning the Pro-Am at Pebble Beach, picking up $3.6 million for the win. And he was followed closely by his good friend and Offaly man, Shane Lowry. Shane coming second, and he picking up $2.3 million. So plenty of money if you're winning golf tournaments. And of course, the big prize that McIlroy will be after this year is another major, and possibly the Augusta Masters. Right, let's go with Tonight As We Dance, Dolores King.
My head on your shoulder, you're holding me close, but I know that it's over. The words in your eyes, the message unspoken, I'm left. and my memory is to haunt me. And I can't get over you. Get him over me. No, I can't get over you.
Tonight, as we dance, Dolores Cain, and tonight you're listening to Ireland Calling here in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Wellington Saturday night, Capity Coast, and Christchurch Saturday night, Capity Coast and Wellington on Sunday. Programme brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. We've got about 10 minutes to go before the end of this week's show. And other news here from the Irish Independent. It was scary to watch, to hear the screams of the children. Neighbours terrorist two critically injured after arson attack in a house in Dungannon, and a number of police officers were injured as a result of trying to save this family. So a 21-year-old man has been arrested. Terrible. We know there was a situation like this in another town in Northern Ireland a few years ago. I think the person that did that was recently jailed for a long, long time. Of course, the inquiry into the OMA bombing from the 15th of August 1998 is continuing. Some lovely memories being recalled of the people that died by their families, and this is an inquiry set up by the British government. But I see a former Irish Justice Minister, Charlie Flanagan, said nothing really will come about it. There should have been a joint inquiry set up with the Irish government as well, because it was alleged that the car involved in the bombing set off on its journey from the Republic. So, but it'll be interesting to see. The inquiry was set up really to find out what could have been done to prevent this horrific tragedy that killed 31 people back in August, one of the darkest days in the Northern Ireland Troubles. What else is happening over there? Of course, worrying times for Ireland with the things that's going on in the States with Trump, with his tariffs that he's held back on for neighbouring countries, Canada and Mexico at the moment. But he did say the European Union will be next in the firing line. And I heard one of his first spokesman, Sean Spicer, when he was elected 8 years ago. He didn't last long. Spicer being interviewed on the radio today, and he was quoted as saying many years ago that the Irish people, Irish government, need to, you know, show more respect to the Republicans. And but I heard him in an interview today, and he basically said that he didn't think that Ireland would be targeted individually with all these big US companies that are there, but he said no doubt it'll be part of the European Union that Trump will target. So causing turmoil in the global markets around the world. But you know, everybody, America voted for Trump, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, what will happen in the weeks ahead. Right, the Furies and Davy Arthur and Lonely in London.
Lonely in London, hungry and cold.
Oh, we came to an end there too soon. That is Furies and Lonely in London, almost bringing us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling. And I hope you've enjoyed the programme, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We'll go out tonight. Set, and we'll be back here next week with another edition of Ireland Calling. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless you.